T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back at the FLA Live Arena, and Randy Moeller has sauntered over to join me in Solana. Moeller, of course, played over a decade in the NHL, and I goofed with him. He was walking over, and I stood up out of my chair. I said, I'm ready to drop the gloves. And he flicked me away as if I was a gnat, and he said, go sit down. And I did. I did. I was very responsive to his instructions.
Chicken Farm Crowder, he got fired or whatever. You guys haven't released it yet?
He will be back tomorrow for Football Friday.
Oh, come on. Play along with me.
He was nervous because we had Plagans on in the 3 o'clock hour. Plagans just benched 315, yeah. You saw. And Crowder was like, I'm not messing around anymore with these hockey guys. These, between Moeller and...
I think I pulled something when I saw that video that when Plagans posted on Twitter or whatever.
I mean,
that was like, oh, I just broke out in a muscle spasm when I saw that.
Did you weight train
No.
when you were playing? Nobody weight trained.
Well, you did. You did your push-ups, your sit-ups and that. But the thing is with hockey is there's been too many players over the years, and this is years ago, that have really bulked up and gotten really big, and you lose your coordination. You have to have you have to have soft hands. You got to be able to handle a puck in that, and you have to be strong. Your core has to be strong, and your legs and that to be able to have the balance and the strength on the ice. You don't need a great big chest and shoulders now. You really don't need that. And that's the way most hockey players are. If you see them now, you see like Aaron Ekblad and Jonathan Huberdahl, I remember Michael Matheson. They got the great big thighs and the butt on them and that and for the skating. But their upper body is not really overly big in that. So they have to have that coordination. And it's a balance. But, back in the days, I mean, we used to
smoke cigarettes on the bench.
Well, yeah, on the golf cart, and then run to the through the parking lot at your car or whatever, and that was your exercise for the day. Yeah,
I mean, Guy Lafleur wasn't jacked.
I remember one year early '80s. I was in Quebec, and the season was over, and they gave us a little booklet on what we should be training or whatever,
and they
would say, oh yeah, make sure you get some cardio with 30 to 40 minutes 3 times a week, and most important, make sure your beer intake is less than 6 beer a day. Imagine them putting that in today's athletes.
God, I mean, they have strength and conditioning coaches. I mean, everything is monitored. They gave you a little booklet and said, hey, lay off the beer a little
yeah.
bit.
And that was the last you hear of them until you showed up at training camp. Nowadays, these athletes, I tell you, they're monitored all the time. They take it very seriously. Hey, we all know there's so much money to be made, and they take it. It's a real business, and these guys are in great shape. And when they come to camp in great shape, I mean, when I started, older guys come to camp, and I got 3 weeks to lose 10, 12, 14 pounds and then they'll be ready for the season. Not anymore.
Randy Moeller, you will watch him tonight all season long, partnered once again with the great Steve Goldstein on the Florida Panthers television broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. I asked Plagans when he was with us, what are your expectations for the season? Because what I said to him was, a lot of times Panthers fans, they just kind of want to go, oh, another disappointing season. But the truth of the matter is, last season was not disappointing.
Nope.
It was a bummer to lose in the first round, but when you look at what you were going up against, there was no one that was going to stop Tampa. And as Solana pointed out, the Panthers probably played the Lightning better than anyone.
Yeah, the only thing that went wrong last year for the Panthers was they had to face the Lightning in the first round.
And so what's the expectations this season? Because, you know, we see it in football all the time, right, or in basketball. A team builds to beat a certain team,
right?
The Miami Heat built, or the Milwaukee Bucks built last season to beat the Miami Heat. So what do the Panthers have to look forward to this season? Because, again, Tampa is still always going to be a ferocious opponent.
Oh, they are. Well, the one thing about Tampa Bay is they got the best goaltender in the world. Mm-hmm. And Vasilevskiy proves it on night in and night out, and that's not going to change. But overall, I think the Panthers, they really helped themselves. I mean, they had the fourth best offense last year in the NHL. Remember, they started off, 10-2 here on home ice. A lot of things went right. Barkov, Huberdeau, Ekblad, up until he had the injury, was having a career year. I think that they just wanted to make sure that that all those pieces and that structure is going to stay the same, and let's go out and add and see if we can even get even better on the offensive side. And what they did is they paid a pretty good price, but they get Sam Reinhart, who had tied a career high with 25 goals, led Buffalo Sabres last year. He's going to be a perfect fit. They believe the synergy on Barkov's line with Verhaeghe on the left side. Very excited about that. I think Sam Reinhart has the opportunity in an 82-game schedule, if he stays healthy, stays with Barkov, and that he could score 40 to 45 goals this year. Wouldn't that be something, especially 5-on-5 and on the power play? And then you add Joe Thornton. This guy, all he wants to do is win, and there's a reason he came here. He could have gone other places, or he could have retired. Money, the money thing was nothing to him. He just wants to win, and he felt that this team has a great opportunity to win and go deep into the playoffs, and that's the reason he's here. It's become a destination. And then the other thing is Aaron Ekblad is 100%, knock on wood, healthy from that serious leg injury that he suffered last year. And though you add up those three things, and then to answer your question in a long-winded is – there's very high expectations here. The Panthers, the so-called experts around the NHL, are predicting that the Panthers will not only challenge for the division lead, and you got Toronto and you got Tampa Bay in that division, but also two for the Eastern Conference. A lot of teams a lot of people are picking that the Panthers could go all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. So wouldn't that be it would be a great ride. So there's lofty expectations, but I think the team also internally has high expectations of what they need to do and continue to build off of what they did last year. I love this team, the way the pace of the play, the speed and the attack mentality, every shift they're on the ice. You guys watched it all season long. They just go. And that's the way that I think the game should be played, and they have all the tools and the assets to do that.
I want to ask you something about Joe Thornton, because everyone always says the same thing, and when he announced that he was coming to Florida, I was the same way. That means something about this team, because he knows hockey. He knows where he has a decent chance to hoist that cup. Yeah. So it was a great sign. But conversely, I don't think the Panthers just allowed Joe Thornton to call them and say, I'm coming there, and they go, I don't know if he adds any. Like, what does he do for the team? What does a veteran, a superstar like Joe Thornton,
Hall of Famer,
add to the team? Like, is it the Jaromír Jágr situation?
Yes, there's a lot of attributes that are very similar to Jaromír Jágr in that. If you watch Joe Thornton, the way that he comes in, he just loves the game of hockey. He loves coming to the rink in the morning, cold, and getting the cold rink, and that he loves to practice. He loves the whole being an NHL player of practicing morning skates. He loves to play the games. He loves to travel and that. That's a rare commodity when you get close and over 40 years old. A lot of the players, and like Joe Thornton, financially he's secure, his family, they could never spend the money that he had that he's earned, and he's earned it respectfully, and that he just wants to play and he wants to win, and that so that's going to rub off on the players as well. We saw that with Jaromír Jágr. He came and, you know, he was in the skating on his own at 11 o'clock at night and putting in the extra work after practice. He's a gym rat, and that the players look at him and go, wow, if he does that, then why? There's no reason I can't do that. So that dedication, I think, is really going to be a positive impact on this team. Remember, this Panther team, the core of this team, are all between 23 and 27 years old, and they're still just getting into their prime. So to have that leadership of a Joe Thornton, I think it's going to be very positive. I just hope that he stays healthy. He's had some injuries, and I think they'll be very selective and give him days off and maybe the odd game off or whatever to make sure that he's fresh and that. I mean, that's a heavy beating for a player of that age that has some history with some injuries. But if he stays healthy, he's very productive. On the power play, we watch him in practice. He still has the vision. He's got the hands. He can pass. He's got over 1,100 career assists. And, you know, the future Hall of Famer. He just wants to win.
Yeah, you mentioned the young core. You mentioned all the returning players. Now Joe Thornton, I imagine around the NHL, that was a move that kind of put people on notice. Like, hey, this Hall of Famer chose this team. Like you mentioned, it's going to put him in the best position to win a Stanley Cup. Is the rest of the NHL, because, you know, we're down here in South Florida, sometimes we're looking at it just through our lens. Is the rest of the NHL on notice? Hey, this Panthers team played the Lightning as well as anybody last year in the postseason. They go on, they win the Stanley Cup. Is it the way we're feeling it here in South Florida, that energy, really that optimism about the Panthers? Is the rest of the country in the NHL looking at the Panthers as a legitimate threat this season for the Stanley Cup?
I think so. I think so. And you know, I've said it so many times, I don't want to overuse it, but it wasn't too long ago where the Florida Panthers were not a destination. The only destination that was attractive was for maybe older players want to come down and maybe finish their right. career here and that. Now it's become a destination because, A, not only the management and the dedication and the support of ownership here with Vinny Viola and his family and Doug Cifu and the ownership group, but also, too, you know, what Bill Zito did last year as a general manager, everything, every deal that he did, everything he touched turned to gold and that. And then Joel Quenneville as well. This guy's a winner, and they want to play for him. And so it's become a destination. These players want to play with Barkov and Huberto and Ekblad. They see what the future is going to be for this hockey club. You know, we're talking, a lot of this is all positive, but still the Panthers still have to go out and compete on the ice. There's a very thin margin between wins and loss on a nightly basis, and this Panther team, they've got all the tools, they've got everything in front of them. It's all positive right now. Knock on wood, they're healthy going into the season, and there's no reason why they shouldn't challenge for the Eastern Conference Championship.
Randy Moeller, you'll watch him all season long with Goldie on Bally Sports Florida. You mentioned Joel Quenneville. He spoke with the media. What are his expectations with this team?
I think it's a continuation of what they accomplished last year, not only the regular season, but even in the playoffs when they very disappointedly lost to the Stanley Cup champion, the Tampa Bay Lightning. The compete level on a shift-by-shift basis and the pace of play and the speed that they execute at, that's what he's looking for. And he knows, he's been around a long time, if they're able to do that, they're going to have more than enough success on the ice.
Hey, and we know Sergei Bobrovsky will be in goal tonight. Yep. I asked this of Plagans. He going to be on a short leash this season, do you think? Or is the idea, hey, we're going to play Spencer Knight a lot regardless of what we see? Like, what do you think the goalie situation is going to how's it going to play out?
You know, this is the first question that you've asked me where I really don't know. I really don't know. Now, here's how I'll quantify it. Sergei Bobrovsky does not have to be all world for this team. The reason is, if the team plays the way that they can, they're going to have the puck majority of the time. When they have the puck, you don't have to worry about being your goaltender getting 45, 50 shots a night, okay, or chances in that end. I think if the team plays the way they did last year, where they had the puck possession and they were on the attack more, then that takes the pressure off your goaltender in that. Sergei Bobrovsky does not have to be all world. He doesn't have to be great, but he has to be good and consistent. What the chatter around the league is, the reason for it is, you know, like you said, is Sergei Bobrovsky on a short leash. I think the reason you say that is because Spencer Knight is really, really good.
Right.
And they know that he's special. And there's a lot of fans and a lot of people around the world are all saying, oh boy, this kid is going to be unbelievable. We want to see him play. So I think they're very comfortable with their goaltending. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If the Panthers do anything and go a long ways, they're going to need both goaltenders, and that includes Sergei Bobrovsky. So I'm really bullish on Sergei. I think I watch him practice every day, and he has all the skills, and so does Spencer Knight in that. I hope that goaltending will not be an issue for this hockey club, and I don't believe it will be. So I'm confident that it's going to be fine.
You can watch Randy Moeller tonight. It is the season opener.
Oh, no, I'm going home. I'm done.
6 o'clock tonight on Bally Sports?
Yeah, we start at 6 o'clock for hour-long pregame. And it is loaded. They got interviews with Bill Zito, with Joe Quenneville, with Aaron Ekblad, with Alexander Barkov, and that. You'll really get a feeling of for this team and some of the new guys as well mixed in. It's going to be an hour-long packed show, and then we drop the puck just after 7 o'clock.
If the television crew dropped the gloves against the radio crew, so it's Plagans and Billy Lindsay versus you and Goldie, who comes out victorious?
Me, because I'm going to have a hockey stick.
I never said it just had to be fists.
No.
Moeller knows how to play it.
That's it.
You got to play to your handicaps. Randy Moeller, watch him tonight, Bally Sports Florida. Thank you, Moles.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. We are at FLA Live Arena. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans will have the call. And, again, it's a 7 o'clock puck drop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.